I'm a Picasso is the title of the poem. One boob, one leg longer than the other, a crooked gait, one eye that reads faces of the disingenuous, those who slither from the truth. Shackled to cover-ups, dermabrasion makeovers, I wear padded bras, a perfect coif, bejeweled scabbards that cover scars, black pants that shield my UGG shoes. Not a master of car salesmen, nightclub bouncers, cops with wailing sirens, the bus driver who rear-ended me, and those who followed. The ER doc who asked if I'd been drinking, and the magistrate's middle finger. I never mastered math either. A plus B didn't always equal C, a formula I'd flunk in life, a logic I'd forsake after romance won. When my lover's vector intersected my angle, I doffed all rational thinking, became a prison guard of my abandoned heart. Oh, my God. This won't move, right?
No, we got you.
Okay. I asked Jimmy if it was okay to talk about a memoir that I wrote called Blood Work, Married to Diabetes for 6 Decades. Now, you might answer asking, who the hell wants to read a book about diabetes? But today, everybody knows a diabetic. And this book is more than my life story, believe me. And what's happened to me when I was diagnosed at 7 years old. It's about how any major illness, whether it's obesity, multiple sclerosis, cancer, you name it, every big time illness like diabetes affects your psyche, your body, your love life, believe it or not. And that's what my book is about, the behavioral aspect of living. Instead of reading another poem, I'm going to read a page, which is as long as a poem, from my beginning of my book, okay? Diagnosed as normal, I'm out on the town looking for a man in a shipwrecked body, adrift in a sea of perfect women with younger figures and faces, dressed in tight slacks and halter top. My heart bypass scar hides behind a seed of pearls. Instead of lucite stilettos I once wore, my feet are crammed inside rock ports that shroud their deformity, their bottoms as uneven as a rippled beach. I've already been to the restaurant where we all meet. Its location is new to me. Unless I know my way there, I'll never be able to find it in the dark. I see out of only one eye now, the other ravaged by a diabetic hemorrhage when I was 37. The remaining eye is like an opaque window from a lighthouse trying to signal a ship in the dark. Dressing for the evening was an ordeal with numb fingertips. Putting on jewelry, a nightmare. Holding the lobster claw catch out of sight behind my neck takes forever. Hooking it into an open loop that I can't detect, impossible. I can't feel my earring wire connect to the hole in my ear or sense the plackets on my slacks so that I can zip them up easily. Now, I can't locate anything in my purse by feel. My keys, my lipstick, coins, or a pen all feel relatively alike. So, why am I going to a singles affair on a Friday night? I call it not giving up. I try to show in my memoir, by my life story, how a person dies from diabetes. I'm passing out a card. Take one if you wish. It's coming out in e-books on Amazon and iTunes. And maybe, just maybe, I have a book contract. Thank you for listening to me.